streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse, Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, all included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite content in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual. Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com. Feeling like you need a punch of energy? Enter Wonderful Pistachios. I love them. The snack that packs a protein punch, and the best part, they come in so many flavors and so many sizes. Whether you're on the go or chilling at home, Wonderful Pistachios, they're the go-to snack for me. Here's the real kicker, the protein. These little wonders are one of the highest protein nuts out there. Just 1 ounce serves up a whopping 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. So visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. I love them.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for The Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, it is the gift that keeps on giving, the National Football League. It is a Thursday. The Herd, wherever you may be and however you may be listening, iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, FS1. So nice to have you in. Greg Cosell, 5 minutes. Joy Taylor. You know, Joy, it's interesting. The two quarterbacks that are kind of out there, Aaron Rodgers and Baker Mayfield, have put themselves out there. Andrew Luck, despite his success, hid. Like literally avoided the media. And a lot of these quarterbacks in this league that are good, you know, they don't put themselves out there a lot. Baker Mayfield, he'll take a nickel to do a TV spot. Like, he put himself out there. Aaron Rodgers puts himself out there. Well, you have a right to do that. I tell my daughter this on social media. You can put yourself out there, but you're not going to like some of the ugly comments. So be careful about putting yourself out there. And Aaron, he just this summer, he went all in on passive aggressive, all in on summer of Aaron. That's fine. But now, when you kind of manipulate people, you're getting crushed by people. And you should be. And Baker, well, Colin, you take the commercials too. Actually, Tom Brady would not do a commercial early in his career unless his offensive linemen were in it. Because once again, Brady is smarter than Baker and understands the temperature of the room. And Baker's decided, I'm going to be a great actor. Maybe you want to have a few pellets, a few wins before you do. But to his credit, he's made a lot of money. He is a good actor. So both of them have put themselves out there. Aaron's like, I may do Jeopardy, and I'm immunized. When you put yourself out there in life, don't be shocked if things go a little sideways. The reaction to you is you like yourself a little much. You're a little cocky. You're a little manipulative. You don't have Andrew Luck never put himself out there.
Right, and for the most part, we were mostly protective of Andrew Luck and supported him. I actually remember when he retired early and there was like a bad reaction to it. Everyone was very defensive of him. Like,
everybody defended
him. This man played with like a burst and, spleen.
And he showed, I mean, like Brady, by the way, most of the media, even during his mini crises, has been really supportive of Tom because he's always been available to the press. He's got a good nature about him. He's been a great teammate. So, I mean, Tom could be out there way more than he is. It's only been the last 2 years that Tom's out there. Tom, for 18 years, was hiding in New England, didn't do any social media of note. And so you give Tom the benefit of the doubt. But when you decide in life you want to be a YouTube star, a TikTok star, putting yourself out there, be ready. If things go sideways, you're not going to get the benefit of the doubt. And if you want to win the press conference and be snarky and always have the last word and call out the medical staff, all right, you're putting yourself out there. You know what comes with it. You're not going to get the benefit of the doubt if stuff goes sideways.
Well, it also helps to be a little genuine about things and
not lie.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would help. All right. Greg Cosell, 42 years working at NFL Films. I always say if you bet football, you play fantasy football, you just want to get smarter in football. And this is a guy. And he's got Rams blue on today. He's got some coding here, some Rams blue. Let's start with this. You know, a topic that has been now well-documented and discussed ad nauseum is, you know, the erosion of the mechanics of Mahomes and, you know, the offense and the turnovers, blah, blah, blah. So what did the film say about Monday's Mahomes performance against the New York Giants? What did the film say?
Well, it's funny you mentioned that because I think I mentioned this to you week one or two about Mahomes. And I'm glad that I brought some people to the party in the last couple of weeks, Colin. But he's been way too quick to break down in the pocket. He's very unsettled. And right now, I learned this phrase from our good friend Ron Jaworski. He used the phrase calm helmet. That means when a quarterback drops back, his helmet is calm. Right now, Mahomes' helmet is not calm. He's moving his head way too much on his drop back. And when that happens, that means you're not really seeing anything. So at this point, he's not really seeing things within the structure, the order, the purpose of the progression. And that leads to a lot of unnecessary movement. That's the Mahomes part. Now, there's other parts to this as well that all go together. Teams are playing them a little bit differently. Yep. There's more two-high coverage. There's more two-man coverage. They do not have a viable NFL run game right now. They tried a little bit against the Giants. It was somewhat successful, but they rarely ever put Mahomes under center with a true NFL run game. So there's many factors that come into play, but Mahomes clearly is playing a little fast. He's not seeing things, and ideally you get him to calm down. Look, this is not the first time they've ever seen split safety coverage or two-man. But when you combine it with the other factors, you're getting struggling results.
Okay, so let's talk the young kid, Justin Fields. I watched some of that Niners-Bears game. And at this point, I tend to be with young quarterbacks. Hey, they're going to have some, just bake in two really bad moments, like a bad read, a bad pick, not seeing an oncoming blitzing linebacker. Yep. What did you see against the Niners and Justin Fields? Did you see any things you liked, some gems of improvement?
Yeah, I have. I think you're seeing him play with more poise and composure. I think that he's seeing things a little better. He made a couple of plays against the 49ers where there was pressure. He saw it. He saw the late movement in the coverage, and he was able to get the ball to the right receiver at the right time. I tend to look at young quarterbacks as to how they play in the pocket when there's people around them, because ultimately that's the way you have to play the position.
Yeah.
And I think he's improving somewhat in that area.
Yeah.
We know he's an explosive mover. I mean, he is a big athlete, Colin. He's got speed. He's got power. He's not quite as explosive as a Michael Vick was, but he's explosive. And he's not quite as big as Cam Newton, but he kind of looks like that at times.
Yeah.
So he's very explosive in the way in which he moves. The key for young quarterbacks is how they play before the ball is snapped and then after the ball is snapped when things change. And I think he's showing more poise and composure as he's developing.
Oh, that's good news. So one of the rare picks in the NFL I got right this week, this year, I said New England's going to beat the Chargers. And I said, let's not forget, Herbert's young and Belichick gives
yep. all.
I don't care how good Herbert is. I don't care. He's going to struggle. So what did Belichick's defense do against Justin Herbert?
Two things stood out to me in that game watching that tape, Colin. And number one, we think of Bill Belichick, because this is what he does, is he tends to play a high percentage of man-to-man coverage. In this game, he was much more multiple with his coverage looks, because he wanted to make Justin Herbert have to think after the snap of the ball. That's what you try to do with young quarterbacks. You don't want the look that they see before the snap to be the look that they see after the snap. So Bill Belichick and his staff were much more multiple with the coverage looks, with more disguise, more late movement. The other thing he did in this game is he increased his blitz frequency. That's another tactic that was clearly specific to this game, this matchup. Normally, Bill Belichick is not a high percentage blitzer relative to the rest of the NFL. But in this game, he increased his blitz frequency. And part of that was because of the right side of the Chargers O-line, which are two backups. And it was clear watching the tape that the Patriots defense clearly targeted the right side of the Chargers O-line with what they did with their pressure concepts and their stunt concepts.
So did Brady stink against the Saints, or maybe we should give credit to the Saints? What did the film say on that? Because they just own him.
Brady did not stink against the Saints. In fact, you could argue he played pretty well. I can't speak to the last interception. I don't know what he saw, because you know they play two-man coverage. That is a staple of the Saints. Two-man coverage is two deep safeties with man-to-man underneath. I don't know why he threw that ball, because he had Godwin on the crosser. The other receiver, Evans, had disappeared, so the two deep safety, P.J. Williams, was sitting right there. So I don't know why he threw that. But overall, I thought Brady threw the ball well, thought he had a pretty good game. There were a few snaps, and you don't see this often, and the Saints do this with Brady in the games that they played recently, where Brady gets a little stuck in the pocket, unable to deliver with timing and rhythm. You normally don't see that with Brady. You'll see it a few more times versus the Saints. But overall, I thought they played well. The Godwin-Gardner-Johnson matchup was a fun one to watch, and Godwin had some really nice moves against Gardner-Johnson.
You know, I said this Monday, if you took out the Tennessee games, you'd think Carson Wentz is a Pro Bowler, but unfortunately you can't, and they may have wrapped up the division. So I've said this, there's two things I don't believe you can coach out of a person. Indifference, Ben Simmons for the Sixers. If you don't love the game, I can't fix it. And reckless. If you grew up with brothers and you're wrestling and knocking furniture over as a kid, and then you're 23, that's who you are. Like, you like that physicality. And I look at Wentz and I think, I don't know if you're ever going to get out of these awful, awful turnovers. What's the film say?
Well, that's a fair statement, because there was a stretch there, three or four games, where you didn't really see that. And then, of course, in critical moment in this past game against Tennessee, you saw the recklessness, and that just can't happen. I mean, there's no other way to say it. But what was interesting to me was the final interception in overtime, to me, was a little more problematic, because you know Wentz is going to be reckless. That's who he is, as you said. But that interception in overtime, to me, said more, because they ran what everybody runs. It's a crossing route and a vertical route. And you run it when you anticipate cover three, and they got cover three. And the throw to Pittman on the crosser was not there at all. Long, the linebacker, hunted it up, and Byard read it. He was the deep safety. He read it from the get-go and Wentz threw that ball with real conviction, as if it was wide open, and only he could tell you why. But that ball, I mean, to me, a rookie quarterback wouldn't have made that throw, and he made that throw. So that, to me, was a little more concerning than the recklessness, which he is going to play with.
So this week, Matt Stafford and the Rams are going to face the Titans. You know, Stafford is just – this thing is working. It's working fast. So you don't have a Derrick Henry. And so, you know, I want to talk about that. Does Tennessee, without Derrick Henry, does it change everything? Would they have to run – or do they run kind of their base offense and it won't be as explosive?
That's an unanswerable, but it's a great question. Look, Derrick Henry was the best and most physical back in the league, and the offense clearly started with him. He had far more first down rushes than any other back in the league. Now, the key here is tactically, the Rams can play differently now on first down, because I believe the two backs for the Titans will be Deontay Foreman and Adrian Peterson, and they're not going to play them the same way they play Henry. That's number one. Number two, and I think we have to mention this, is the Von Miller edition.
Yeah.
Because now when you get into third and long, and you will get into third and long, what do teams do against the Rams? They slide their protection to Aaron Donald. So now you put Donald on one side, probably on the left side of the offense for the Titans, and Von Miller on the other side, where David Quisenberry is the right tackle. And now you put the Titans in a position where they're going to have to keep bodies in for protection. And now that limits the number of eligibles you can send into routes. And that's where I think it becomes a big factor on that side of the ball.
Hmm. Okay, so really interesting. The Miami-Buffalo game was a little confounding to me because I watched the first half and I thought, what is happening here? And then in the second half, a bunch of three and outs for the Dolphins, and then Buffalo started to click more. So what was kind of the difference? What did they do at half if you're Buffalo?
Well, I think what we saw in the first half was that the Dolphins were very aggressive with pressure. And I think that slowed down the offense for Buffalo initially, and they needed to work that. So they came out in the second half, and what they did is they went no huddle tempo. And one thing no huddle tempo tends to do is it tends to calm down pressure, and that was exactly what happened. And then they were able to get a little more into what they wanted to do offensively, and I think they had two or three touchdown drives. I can't remember, but they were able to really calm down the pressure. And Miami's in a really interesting situation because we know that they don't believe Tua is the quarterback, and the tape tells you that. But, you know, Tua is he's a beat slow with his elimination and isolation. He's not a high-level anticipator. He does not really have a lot of arm strength. So he's a struggling quarterback that two different coordinators last year and this year, they've seen what he is, and they try to work around it, but you can only work around it so much.
Yeah, let's talk about your play of the week. It involves the Bills, and I think the Bills have an argument as the only AFC team to me that feels complete. I think there's several NFC teams, the Rams, the Bucks, the Packers winning in Arizona. There's a lot of stuff out in the NFC. I think they're complete teams. Dallas is more complete than anybody will give them credit for. Buffalo feels complete to me. They've really, in the last 2 years, elevated their pass rush. They rotate guys now. So give me your give me your play of the week here.
Well, and Josh Allen's getting better and better. And he obviously was the leader of this offense in the second half last week, and he threw this touchdown to Diggs. So let's take a look at it. It was a 19-yard touchdown to Stephon Diggs, and it ended up coming against a blitz. And let's take a look at how it all played out. So you're going to see Josh Allen in the shotgun here. And the player who's really interesting defensively is the safety, Javon Holland. Now, right now, where he's positioned, you don't know, is he a coverage player? Is he a pressure player? Remember, they had blitzed a lot in this game. So he just creeps up, and he becomes part of the pressure. So now let's go back to the snap and see what they do. They go play action in the backfield with power play action. So they're going to pull the guard. And look at this outside linebacker. This is just proves that you do not have to run the ball to impact defenders in play action, because you're going to see that outside linebacker. He's going to stop and pause because he thinks it's a run. So now what we want to do is go back one more time, because we want to look at the matchup between Diggs and Xavier Howard. This is something Miami did all game. They, in a sense, zero blitzed, sold out, but they did not play press man. They played off coverage man, and that gave Diggs the ability to run the in-breaking route. And one final point, because of the pressure, they actually let a defensive end in clean. And this proves another point. You could have a first-level defender get in clean, but if the timing is there on a three-step drop timing, you will still beat a first-level defender getting in clean.
Look at that. Boy, Stephon Diggs. I don't like leaving anybody on an island against Stephon Diggs.
No, he's pretty good.
Yeah, he's really good. Yeah. Greg, that was fascinating. Thank you, as always.
Thanks, Colin.
You bet. And, you know, one of the things that Greg said there is Tua's had two coordinators, and they've both tried to make it work, and they're seeing what they're seeing, which is he doesn't have a big arm, and he's not overly mobile. So, you know, it's when two people that have been around this league for a long time come to the same conclusion very quickly on a player, that's probably the right conclusion. Now, there have been people you know, that people have bailed on certain people. Chargers thought, you know, Phillip Rivers over Drew Brees. People make mistakes. But generally speaking, if multiple people look at a quarterback and say, because you do know Miami wanted it to work. This isn't one of the, this is a top draft pick. Like, this is something they're crossing their fingers, because if it doesn't work and it's not, now everybody thinks the GM doesn't know what he's doing. And the coach doesn't know what he's doing. So Miami's not doing this haphazardly. They want to it to work. They bring in a new coordinator, and the new coordinator, according to Greg, they're calling plays basically to protect Tua, because he can't make stuff happen. He can't throw it down the field. So, you know, we may think the Dolphins are a circus, but they wanted Tua to work. They may be so poorly run it doesn't work, but they wanted it to work here. When you draft a quarterback that high, Burrow and Herbert looked great. It's embarrassing. Like, it's embarrassing to the franchise. You're trying to make this thing work.
Want more Herd? The Herd streams 24 hours a day, 7 days a week within the iHeartRadio app. Search Herd to listen live or on demand whenever you'd like.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it, $5, and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports, like all-time NCAA scoring leader Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and many of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round picks. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net, with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prizm, Select, Donruss, and more. For those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com. Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult 21 and older that dips, I'm going to tell you about an American-made success story in Black Buffalo Zero Pouches. Black Buffalo's Zero Pouches are not owned by Big Tobacco. They're an independent company proudly built right here in the USA by American farmers for adult consumers. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. Black Buffalo Zero is all about the history and tradition of dip, but they understand the convenience and discretion modern-day consumers are looking for. Bold flavor, full pouches. Black Buffalo Zero pouches give you the versatility to consume discreetly but still keep the ritual with flavors dippers love. Mint, straight, wintergreen, peach, even Blood Orange, all proudly made right here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
This week, catch a special Fox NFL Sunday pregame show live from Minneapolis at 11 a.m. Eastern. Then at 4, it's one of the biggest games of the year as the Packers take on Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs. It all kicks off Sunday on Fox and the Fox Sports app.
You know, it's interesting.
What's that?
So, remember when KD left Steph and went to Kyrie, I said, this is not going to go well. It may look good and it'd be fun, but it's not going to go well. So, I was just reading the story this morning. The Warriors now have the NBA's best defense. The Warriors do. They're 6-1, tied for the best record in the NBA. That Jordan Poole draft pick, they picked right after KD left, he's become a baller. So now they have Steph and Draymond, Klay's coming back, Jordan Poole, a great coach. Golden State looks like the best team in the West. So, and Brooklyn's not bad. They beat Atlanta last night. But James Harden is a completely different player because the NBA came out with a rule and they just said, James, you're manipulating the league. We're not going to do this. And so he's shooting 39% this year. Last year, he shot 47%, and the NBA is not giving him all those free throws. And so between Kyrie's weirdness and instability and James Harden's sudden dilemma, this Kevin Durant decision looks bad. And by the way, Harden is older than you think. He's 32. He now has a game that's not approved by the league, and he's coming off an injury. Meanwhile, the Warriors look fantastic. And I said this before. So you're leaving a great coach, Steve Kerr, to a rookie coach, Steve Nash. You're leaving a great organization, the Warriors, to an organization that's never really been consistently good. You're leaving, you know, I mean, Silicon Valley, Steph Curry, Steve Kerr, Klay Thompson, Draymond Green for Kyrie. Well, you look at it this morning. Harden's game is not the same. The NBA has simply said, we're changing the rules. So instead of having a great coach, you got Steve Nash, who's unproven. Instead of having a great defense, number one in the league this morning, you have one of the worst defenses. You have no rim protector. Instead of having reliable Steph, an emerging Jordan Poole, you have unreliable Kyrie and eroding James Harden. I've said this about LeBron. One of LeBron's greatest qualities, he makes good choices. D-Wade, Bosch, Anthony Davis, huge brand Lakers. I mean, this thing, James Harden's game now, he does not get to the free throw line. I mean, the NBA just said, and it's not like Harden's 23. He's 32 coming off an injury. And the NBA basically said, your game, you got to change it. Now, maybe he can, but he's shooting 39% and not getting to the free throw line. And last year he was shooting 47% and lived at the free throw line. That is a big ask for a 32-year-old, not right now, in great shape, playing with a lot of intensity. He's like a different player. If you watch Harden, he's a different player. You had Steph, you had Klay, you had Kerr, you had Draymond. You had an organization that drafted very, very well. I mean, they drafted Steph Curry was not a number one pick. Klay Thompson was not a number one pick. Draymond Green was a second-round pick. He's going to get Hall of Fame votes. Jordan Poole. The guy they drafted when you left, he would now be a teammate. If KD stays, he's got Steph, Klay, emerging Jordan Poole, Draymond Green, Klay Thompson coming back, and a great front office and a great coach. Now, yeah, so you are what your choices are. That's what you become, what your choices are. And for the record, KD is absolutely a brilliant basketball player. I've said before, if there was a one-on-one tournament history of the league, I think KD would beat Jordan. I think he's absolutely offensively without peer. In a league of ballers everywhere, he is. I've told you the story before. Mark Few, the Gonzaga basketball coach, was on the USA basketball team. And, you know, it's like Westbrook and LeBron and all these guys. You know, there's all these great players. He's like, among those guys, KD's unstoppable. You cannot stop him. but his choices have left him with eroding Harden, unpredictable Kyrie, and a coach that I don't think is as good as Steve Kerr. Joy with the news.
No. Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
Well, Aaron Rodgers is out for the Packers' marquee matchup with the Chiefs on Sunday, and Patrick Mahomes said he was bummed when he learned that Rodgers wasn't going to be playing.
When you get to see an all-time great like him play, and I've kind of watched his game for a long time, feeling that I play a similar style, you always want to compete against the best. I mean, obviously, it's disappointing. I mean, I'm just hoping that he's healthy and that he can get through it. COVID's a scary deal, man, and it can kind of get anybody. So I'm just kind of praying for him that he can get back into who he is.
I still think it's an interesting watch. Now, it may not be at halftime if it's 35-0 Chiefs, but I think we're all going to finally see this player. I mean, but let's be honest. We didn't see Aaron Rodgers for 3 years, and we kept hearing about, oh, Aaron Rodgers, this kid behind Favre.
Yeah, but we're not hearing about Jordan Love.
At all. No, he's Yeti. He's Bigfoot. We have one piece of grainy footage, but I am fascinated to see what develops, aren't you?
Oh, no, of course. And it is also, you know, a layer of interesting because Kansas City is not rolling right now. So if Kansas City was playing how Kansas City normally plays,
oh, it'd be awful.
This would feel like a very bleak situation.
Right.
Whereas right now, it feels like it could still be a very competitive game.
I think it's going to be a competitive game. I really do.
And regardless of whether it is or it isn't, I mean, I'm dying to see what Jordan Love is capable of.
What if Kansas City can't stop Green Bay's running game?
Yeah, right.
Right. And Kansas City, Mahomes sits the last 7 minutes watching Green Bay run, and Kansas City loses 24-23. And Aaron's available for the Seahawks on very short time. Do you say to yourself, listen, we like the matchup. Why not go again with Jordan Love?
I don't think if Aaron Rodgers is available, right, they're going to go with Jordan Love.
Okay, I'm just throwing it out there.
I know. I don't think it's a Mike White, Zach Wilson situation, which I think they'll go to Zach Wilson as well. I think Aaron will be back if he is available for that Seahawks game. Now, the earliest he will be available is the day before the Seahawks game, so he's going to be out that whole week of practice regardless. Now, you know, we wanted to see that marquee matchup, though. Aaron Rodgers and Patrick Mahomes. In 2019, Mahomes was out with a knee injury, so we haven't seen them against each other. But that aside, which, you know, we always pin the quarterbacks from, you know, against each other when it's really Patrick Mahomes versus the Green Bay defense.
Right.
And vice versa. But the Chiefs are favored by 7.
Listen, Green Bay, I like Green Bay in this game with Rodgers. Now I have issues, but Green Bay does some things well.
They are getting Devontae Adams back.
Right. That Kansas City does not defend well. So I think Green Bay is going to be incredibly competitive in this game as long as Jordan Love doesn't turn it over. If Jordan Love, if you told me today, Jordan Love goes 20 of 29 with no turnovers, no picks, I'm like, I think they're in the game to the very end.
Well, the only concern I think is that they're going to have to be a little conservative with him because this isn't like a preseason game. This isn't like he's coming into, you know, in garbage time. This is a high pressure situation in the middle of the season.
Yeah.
With all eyes on him, and the Aaron Rodgers drama only adds to that, because it would be one thing if Aaron was out with, you know, an injury and they're like, okay, well, like, you know, we're going to try and get Aaron back. But like, this is a dramatic, almost salacious story also associated with we're going to get to see Jordan Love for the first time. So it'll be interesting, and everyone's going to be watching. So Odell was excused from Browns practice again today. His reps are talking with the team about the next steps for him. And the video his father posted criticizing Baker Mayfield is still a big talking point. Baker spoke about how he felt about it as it went viral.
Naturally, he wants his son to succeed. I can't blame him for that. I want Odell to succeed. That's where we were at, and or at least so I thought. I've had conversations with his dad before, man to man, face to face, and I was pretty surprised by the video and, you know, the intentions and the feelings behind it. I'd be lying if I said otherwise.
Baker also said he hasn't heard from Odell since his father posted the video.
Oh, that's interesting. So no apology from Odell.
I don't think that that's going to be coming anytime
soon. Yeah, I was told last year that Baker and OBJ were not tight. OBJ just didn't love him. That's what I was told.
Doesn't mean he
can't be in the same room. It doesn't mean they're yelling at each other.
Are we giving the Browns front office a pass on this?
What do you mean?
Well, because we don't feel like it's Baker. I don't feel like it's Baker's fault. that this didn't work.
No, this is Baker's reality, like not his fault.
Right. You know? Well, that's a fault. Like, I don't think everyone doesn't get along.
Right.
Okay. And some things don't fit.
Right.
And we've been talking about this for a while. It's very obvious. The data shows.
Oh, the data shows it doesn't work 2 years ago.
Odell clearly is unhappy. So are we giving the Browns front office a pass on letting it get to this point and this much mess?
I think there's an argument to be made there.
They're the ones that make these decisions. It's their responsibility. You
know, the Cowboys very quickly. Jerry and Stephen Jones moved off Dez Bryant. By the way, Jason Garrett, I know this. Garrett fought for Dez Bryant to stay with Dak. He fought for him. And Jerry and Stephen said, no, it's not good in the growth of our organization for Dak. So the front office of the Cowboys, even though the coach fought for it, Jason right. wanted Dez. I know this. I've had this sourced. But Stephen and Jerry said, this Dak kid is special. This is disruptive. And by the way, when Dez left, Dak's numbers were better. So I think it's an interesting point that this was not something that came out of nowhere.
Not something that came out of nowhere. No one is shocked by this.
And you also have Jarvis Landry and good tight ends in a run game. It's not like it's a receiver-driven, OBJ-driven
offense.
It's
not like it had to work.
I think you're on to something.
I mean, it's not Baker or Odell's call. And this video from his dad was clearly an effort to move the needle on this situation. So, and Baker's not happy about it. And I'm sure Odell didn't love having to do that. But it's very obvious that the only reason, I edit my own TikTok videos. I don't know if Odell's dad actually put all this together, but right. my guess is no.
Right.
So this was a situation that was obviously calculated. You can like it or not like it, but it happened because Odell wants out of there. And if he had a conversation with the front office, like man to man, employer to employee, like had that conversation and nothing happened, it's their call. It's not up to Baker and Odell.
It is interesting that it is not an OBJ driven offense. So if it's not working 2 years ago and he still had value.
Yeah. See, I don't even care about the drama. The drama doesn't bother me because I don't think it's Odell or Baker's fault that it got to this point. I think it's important to know your personnel and what's going on in the building. It's why I think there is some weight on the Ben Simmons situation to be left at the Sixers' feet. Yeah. Like you saw this. We all saw this. We've been talking about this.
We saw his indifference in
Ben
Simmons.
And we're not in the building.
Yeah. We saw Ben Simmons' indifference on television 2 years ago.
Right.
He wouldn't correct his shot.
So according to Fox Bet, the favorites to sign Odell if he is released are the Chiefs, which of course
it works.
The Saints and the Ravens. Chiefs are plus 200, Saints plus 300.
Well, and you know what's the problem with the Chiefs is Cleveland's like, yeah, I don't want him to come back and beat us.
Well, at this point, the trade deadline is gone,
right?
So they're
right.
they're working out some other options.
Yeah, they're doing something financially. They want OBJ to take a massive pay cut, save a bunch of money instead of paying him $8 million what they owe him. They want Odell to say, "I'll take $2 million, and then we'll let him go, and he'll go to the waiver
Seems
wire."
Seems like you had a couple of weeks before the trade deadline to figure it out.
I know. I think you're on to something.
So Najee Harris is establishing himself as an important piece in the Steelers' offense, 7 games into his NFL career, and Ben Roethlisberger said he is impressed with what he's seen so far from the rookie running back.
He wants to do more than just be a great runner, you know, and being a running back is about more than just being a good runner. Pass pro, you know, even down the field, I think on one of the reverses when I was watching, he got in the way and you know, created a block. So I think he takes pride in wanting to be great, and we're seeing a lot of growth.
That he is growing into.
Because
the first couple of weeks, it was a little bit of a struggle, and now they have something in Najee. He has 128 carries, 479 rushing yards, and 3 touchdowns, 37 receptions, to Ben's point, 273 yards and 2 touchdowns.
Yeah, we knew he was a good receiver. He could catch.
He has the third best odds to win Offensive Rookie of the Year on Fox Bet right now. Ja'Marr Chase is the favorite, and Mac Jones is second.
I got to be honest with you. I like when the Steelers are good. I know Pittsburgh doesn't think that, but I do like when the Packers and the Steelers and the Cowboys are good.
I think whenever any of the marquee cornerstone franchises, the Giants.
I was terrified 2 years ago when the Jaguars were playing in the AFC Championship and we were going to the Super Bowl. I was terrified.
I was too.
It's like, oh my, Blake Bortles in the Super Bowl? What do I talk about for 9 days?
Well, Bortles is still hanging around.
Joy with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line.
Greg Jennings going to talk some Packers. Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card. End of the first year, automatically, no limit. Discover.com/yes. Get used to hearing yes. Limitations apply. Discover.com/yes.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Hushmanzada and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HERD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports, like all-time NCAA scoring leader Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and many of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round picks. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net, with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prizm, Select, Donruss, and more. For those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com. Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult 21 and older that dips, going to tell you about an American-made success story in Black Buffalo Zero Pouches. Black Buffalo's Zero Pouches are not owned by Big Tobacco. They're an independent company proudly built right here in the USA by American farmers for adult consumers. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. Black Buffalo Zero is all about the history and tradition of dip, but they understand the convenience and discretion modern-day consumers are looking for. Bold flavor, full pouches. Black Buffalo Zero pouches give you the versatility to consume discreetly but still keep the ritual with flavors dippers love. Mint, straight, wintergreen, peach, even blood orange, all proudly made right here in the U.S.
So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
Fox Bet Super Stick 6 wants you to stack the cash. Last week, five players split more than $300,000, and you could be next. Scan the QR code, download the app, and enter the free-to-play NFL Sunday Challenge contest. Make your picks and invite your friends to play as well. The more people who enter, the bigger the jackpot gets.
10 years with the Packers. Our Fox Sports analyst, former Packer Greg Jennings, is now joining us. 7 years with the Packers in his 10 years. All right, first question, Greg. Did the Packers know for sure that Aaron Rodgers was unvaccinated? Would they know for sure?
Yeah, I'm convinced. There's no way they could not know. There's certain protocols that players who are vaccinated go through, and then the players who have decided not to be vaccinated, they have to go through extra steps throughout that, those protocols. So the Packers were fully aware. It was just a matter of how they chose to handle it, which was obviously say nothing. Let this get out on its own terms. It obviously did. You try to mitigate any type of situation that may arise. And obviously COVID, contracting the virus or COVID, is one of those situations where if it happens, we all now find out what we did not know and what was tried very at the very best, in my opinion, of both Aaron Rodgers as well as the Green Bay Packers organization to keep undisclosed.
Okay, I rip Cam Newton for not getting vaccinated. I rip Kirk Cousins. I rip Carson Wentz. And I'm ripping Aaron because I said a team may have 6-7 receivers on the roster, 4 tight ends, 12 offensive linemen. They have 2 quarterbacks. It's different. There is not, if you are unvaccinated and get it and are out for 10 days minimum, you put the entire franchise at risk. Quarterback gets paid more, touches the ball more, and more is asked of him. I think it's selfish. That's my takeaway. Am I being too hyper on that, or is that a reasonable take?
Well, I'm not going to say it's selfish because I'm not in that situation of not being vaccinated, being the quarterback of a franchise, and having that same like-mindedness of what those guys may have. However, I will say this. It's in part on incumbent upon them to go through a even more strenuous way of life now, because as a team, when you sign up to be a part of a team and you have a goal that you're trying to accomplish, and the Green Bay Packers are definitely contending for a Super Bowl this year, and you are the leader of that team, you have an obligation, not to anyone outside of that organization and that team, to comply, to make sure you're putting yourself and the team in the very best situation so that that goal can be obtained. And as a quarterback, you just nailed it. There's very few teams, if only 2 in the league, that can actually get away with not allowing their starting quarterback to play and still give themselves a chance because of the style of offense or that they choose to play. And Green Bay is not one of them. We have not seen what Jordan Love is potentially going to blossom into. Hopefully we will see that. This is a great opportunity for him. But in terms of Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers, yeah, I'm ticked off if I'm a part of that team, if I'm in that locker room, because they understand what was going on. But we as outsiders, we're not privy to all those conversations and that information. So you have a greater level of respect for someone who decides, okay, like Kirk Cousins, he decides not to be vaccinated. Yes, we're going to rip him. We're going to say all what we want to say in the media. But Kirk Cousins is going to take it upon himself to ensure that he does everything he possibly can to not allow it to become a distraction or to hinder what they're trying to do with the Vikings.
Jordan Love, what do you expect? What have you heard? What do you think we'll see from Jordan Love against the Chiefs?
I'm going to be honest. I expect him to shine. I really do. I think he's going to thrive. I think this is an opportunity that comes once in a lifetime. And I if I'm Matt LaFleur, I'm telling him, look, this could be your team. We're going up against a team who's been to the Super Bowl consecutive years, who arguably has one of the best quarterbacks in all of football. Their defense, we know what that is. It struggles. This is an opportunity for you to show not only your teammates, but the world who Jordan is as a player, as an individual, as a leader, and completely shush all the questions that the Packers don't have, but that everybody outside the organization has. Why did they draft Jordan Love? Why did they move up to draft Jordan Love? Is it because they were pushing Aaron Rodgers? You can shush that if you play at the potential and the level that you need to as a player for the Green Bay Packers. This is a great opportunity for him, and I think that the Green Bay Packers and Matt LaFleur are pushing that into his ears every single moment that they have the opportunity to.
All right, this is good stuff. So you think it's going to be pretty good. I said if he's 20 for 29, doesn't have a touchdown, but no picks, and you told me that was the line. I'm like, they can win a game with that. They can't win it.
They can win the
– yeah.
They can win the game. You got to understand, they're not solely – Aaron Rodgers hasn't been asked to be extremely spectacular, like the MVP of last year and the years past. But we all know he is still Aaron Rodgers. And at any given moment, specifically in the waning moments of the game, that's when his heroics really surface. That's when you miss those things. But Jordan Love has the luxury of a backfield that can really support him and a system that is going to be derived to his skill set. And so Matt LaFleur knows what he's doing. He has a really good team. The defense is playing great. They'll be just fine.
Yeah, I think so too. Great seeing you, Greg. Appreciate it here on a Thursday. Yeah, I think Absolutely. They'll be fine. I mean, he's had a season last year, Jordan, loved to watch. Then an OTA, a camp, a preseason, got a lot of snaps. Now he gets half a year. Now he gets a week getting all the snaps. Should be okay. I'm not asking for great. If he's Mac Jones, like one TD, no picks, runs the offense, doesn't make a big mistake, I think Green Bay is going to beat Kansas City.
It's going to come down to the mistakes, I think.
Yeah, just avoid that stuff. But again, he's not.
Because Kansas City didn't look great last week, but they are experienced and
Justin
they know
Fields
how to take advantage of a situation.
Yeah, Justin Fields should be making mistakes. He didn't have Jordan Love's been there now a long time. I think he's going to be fine.
I think it's fascinating.
I cannot wait to watch it. Feel your best with M-Drive. If you want to lose weight, try M-Drive Lean, a protein powder backed by real science to help you lose weight. Go to mdriveformen.com. Don't let age beat you. Visit mdriveformen.com, Rite Aid, Walgreens, Vitamin Shop have it as well. M-Drive. Hour 3 next. Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Dakovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Dakovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Dakovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Dakovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. I love it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit Tecovas.com. Stores are great, but it's TECOVAS.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today. Explore a wide selection of luxury spirits, wine, and champagne at ReserveBar.com. Elevate your gifting this year with rare and exceptional bourbons, tequilas, scotch, wine, champagne, with personalized engraving, exceptional glassware, and more. From wines to whiskeys, there's a bottle for everyone. For a limited time, save $20 on your order of $150 plus with the code IHEART at ReserveBar.com.
Rockauto.com.